listening to The Water Cooler on Podcast One.
Water cooler. Water cooler. Water cooler.
Hello and welcome to Water Cooler. We got a really special episode today. We'll get right into it. But you know how the show goes. All right, Chris Locks, I'm on a kick it with my Corolla Digital Buds like Mike Dawson.
Yeah.
Gary Smith. Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
And we have a special guest today. You're probably wondering, who is that breathing? I don't understand that sound of that guy breathing. Well,
is
that's
it
Ian
Darth
Bagg.
Vader?
That's Ian Bagg.
Hi,
hey,
everybody.
Hey.
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 I know him.
Guys, fellas.
This is a bro show. We talk about dude things and dude things only.
Are you ready to fix a car?
Yeah. What?
So Ian, of course, well-known comedian, comes on the Corolla Show all the time, and now he co-hosts Sword and Scale Rewind with our very own Matt Fondelier.
Yep. What's up, dude?
Murder.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, right?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's hilarious.
All right, guys, don't do this thing where you turn it into a Sword and Scale Rewind. This is a water cooler, okay?
In today's episode.
I don't appreciate your rapport right now.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Ian, happy Thanksgiving.
Angry. Yeah, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
It was a good time. We had pizza.
Is that the usual fare?
You know, it doesn't matter because it's a weekend, so there's no specific days. It's just it's Thanksgiving weekend. So some people do it on Friday, some people do it on Saturday, some people do it on Monday.
Do you know it's Canadian Thanksgiving, Gary?
I did.
Yeah.
I think I'm a terrible person. I had no idea.
You didn't even wish him happy Thanksgiving? You didn't text? No call?
Do Nothing. You guys also celebrate a day where you made the indigenous people leave?
No, we asked them to join us.
Oh, yeah. So that's like a real peacekeeping holiday.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Canadians are just big dicks as Americans.
That's what Thanksgiving is. Yeah. All over the place.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, their Thanksgiving is very close to our indigenous people's day. So, yeah.
Which,
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that's weird. I've seen that one. Is that new?
Yeah.
That's
sure is.
Is that taken?
Columbus Day?
Columbus Day is out, right?
Yeah. We can't be naming things after Columbus. It's not a good look.
I find that you don't really need to tear down statues. You can just put a different name on them because they all look alike.
That's true. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Colonel Sanders.
I want to take some of those old statues and just put up a sign that says, that was my Uncle Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody would question it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
That's good. Just rename them. You'd save so much time,
Carl
money, effort.
Rogers.
So we should back up and say welcome to the water cooler.
He used to make wheels.
This is episode 303, also known as 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 27.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we count in 69s here. That's
everything is measured in order.
That's the kind of show you came on.
See, now Chris got a little flustered and hadn't done his homework on the show number before, so I didn't want you to be robbed, Ian, of the true experience of how this show starts. That is the true start of this show every week.
Pervy, plus a little bit of pervy.
Yeah.
I like it.
This is what
to be fair,
do.
I told
Countdown
Ian,
to the next perv.
I told Ian very little about our show.
probably good call.
That's a good idea, yeah, because he wouldn't have came on. But here he is.
Yep.
So, a couple things to get into before we get into our comments. First off, just got back from Nashville. Shout out to all the Bobo Boys in Nashville. we bark.
It's awesome.
Just
all of us.
Yeah, not Dawson refuses to, but everyone else.
His will be much lower.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so you heard about the harrowing tale of getting out to Nashville on the Corolla Show, but something else kind of. That happened at the airport that kind of bummed me out because Adam and by the way, I'm in the car with Corolla and he's talking about Delta the lounge. We're gonna watch the game. It's gonna be beautiful, and he just kept talking about how wonderful this lounge is gonna be, and I'm thinking the whole time, oh my, I've never been to a lounge. I've never been to the first class lounge in Delta, so this is really exciting. And then we get to the airport. August meets up with us. He's like, all right, Chris, we'll have fun. We're going to the lounge. It doesn't take me. It doesn't take me.
You'd have a first class ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I got the itinerary, Matt, and it's noted on there that he's allowed up to two guests, but he does have to pay for them. So he was allowed to take Chris.
He
didn't have that particular $38 handy.
So
he barely spent the $50 on himself to get in there.
Well, do you do a lot of first class flying when you tour the country?
I do, but I thought you were going to say, do you do a lot of being disappointed by Mike August?
Well, since you posed that question.
I've known Mike for quite a while, since I moved to New York City when I was younger. That's when I seen him.
Mike was a slick hot shot.
Yeah. Over, what, WME?
Yeah, I think that's where he was. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was. I just remember him running around in suits, being like this kind of like 30-year-old guy, just trying to get on.
Yeah, cigarette.
I have
a hard time imagining Mike August wearing a suit. He is always wearing like a golf polo shirt and shorts and
really
socks, high socks, and some.
He's wearing the Orange County Dad, like uniform.
Oh, good for him. He's changed a lot.
He's evolved. But anyway, so
I would argue it's the same thing, just a lot more casual.
Yeah, he does like
same vibe.
He does good focus hair. On
still
the
got
fashion.
Good hair. Still got the good hair.
Great hair.
Yeah. Clean shaven.
I just get emails from him just saying, you know, hey, you want to do the show, and then you guys just like push him out of the way, and now I just get to do the show.
Yeah, now just bypass him.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need you, August.
No,
never did. It's not about me.
I decided to go to Slapfish, that restaurant. It's like, just get some fish tacos. There's the Giants and Dodgers game playing, and I saddle up to the bar top, and then we find out that our gate is actually one that you have to take the shuttle out. So I'm waiting for my food, but I'm like, God, this shuttle takes like 15 minutes to get to the gate. So I'm just counting down the time, like, oh, okay. But they told me the gate was gonna be here. So there's this old lady sitting next to me. And I look at her, and I have all my bags. I'm like, I just got to check with a gate attendant, just make sure that the gate is being changed to the shuttle thing or not, because we're being getting such mixed answers. And I go, hey, do you mind watching my bags here while I go? What's wrong, Gary?
Isn't that a federal offense? I don't think you can do that.
You can't have a nice little lady watch your bag.
You cannot have a stranger watch your bag. That is what the TSA trains us to do, is if someone asks you to watch a bag, fucking yell fire as loud as you can.
And Chris, wearing the trench coat, the sunglasses, and the fedora when you asked her to watch your bag for you.
It's the best
kind
way to fly.
Suspicious move.
No, it's just a wonderful way to fly, because the air conditioning is always powered on too high when I sit down and my eyes get dry. So I need to wear all that.
So he wears a coat.
Yeah.
My eyes get dry. Get me a coat.
Well, the sunglasses. Yeah, but the coat helps too. You'd be surprised. Yeah, not a lot of people know that the coat helps your eyes stay moist.
Oh.
So I look at this lady, and I guess I do the thing I'm not supposed to do.
Yeah.
Gary?
And what'd she say?
Wait, there are announcements like, if a shady guy asks you, if anybody asks you to watch their bags, do not do that.
I mean, if you read between the lines of what they repeat over and over at every airport, would you say no?
No,
I would not fucking watch a stranger's bag in an airport.
You would say no. You'd just say, sorry, no can do, sir.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm just going, I will just be a minute. I just have to ask the gate attendant something. I'll be back in just a minute.
Move to ditch your bag.
And she already told me she's going to be there for 3 hours because her flight got delayed.
I'm going to call it on you, Gary. It's also on the other side of security, right? So you're safe now.
Closer to the planes.
Closer to the planes. But if you've gotten through that part.
Through, yeah.
Sure. There's never been a story about TSA missing a gun or a bomb.
But if they've gotten through that part, you've got
to.
They've gotten to the target, and now they are going to abandon their contraband and get to safety.
Yeah, but
I think that's an overabundance of caution.
It is. But I don't want to fucking end up in a room with a cop at LAX.
I've gotten people to watch my bags with just a look and a point, and I got to take a squirt.
A look, a point, I got to take a squirt, and throw
Hey, Dawson, I have
headphones.
I have bad news. Wouldn't help you. You give me the squirt look, I'm giving you a straight thumbs down.
So you would not all, would you, if I asked that, Gary, and I asked you to watch my bags, you're going to be there for 3 hours, you would say no, one. Would you just walk away after I left?
Dude, he'd be on the phone with 911. He just told you.
He'd be looking for a blue shirt.
No, I wouldn't need to. I wouldn't walk away.
Well, this lady was a saint then, because she said yes.
Of course.
No problem.
Saint or sucker?
A saint.
All right.
Yeah. The TSA took all my bombs and guns away. So it really they were clean bags. And so I went, checked the gate. I do have to take the shuttle, so now I have to walk back. And I sit back down. Now I'm just waiting for the food, and I'm hoping it's to go, because I now have to take it. And they're fish tacos, which is like the worst thing you could take on a plane. Now I'm going to feel bad. I'm like, oh, God, I ordered fish tacos, and now I have to take this on the plane. But
now, when you ordered the fish tacos, were you unaware that you were about to board a plane to Nashville?
No, I was aware. No, but I was going to eat them at the bar top, because I thought our gate was just right next to the bar. But it turns out we have to take this shuttle now 20 minutes away. So
okay.
Ian, this is a sensitive topic for us, because a long time ago, Chris went out for dinner and bought Cipino, or maybe had it purchased for him. And then he brought the leftovers here to our office and stunk up the entire place, because he put it in the microwave for way too long.
Nice.
And I think it's a little sensitive issue, because just this very day that we're recording, someone else decided, great idea for a lunch run. Let's get fish for everybody. And so this whole fucking building reeks like goddamn fish again.
That's funny.
This kid decided that it was a reasonable request to have an office lunch run done to a restaurant called Fish King. There is not a fucking single thing on this menu, Ian, that was not fish-based. I walked into this place to pick up the food, which is a whole different story. It reeked.
Fish
like
King
the
is legendary.
Inside of the ocean's asshole. Yeah.
Fish King's legendary.
Fucking disgusting.
I'm shocked that it took you walking into the building to realize what was going on at Fish King.
You know what? That's a very fair point.
I can't wait to have some beef.
But so anyway, since I've already initiated conversation with this old lady, now
how'd
I sit back down.
How'd that start? How'd you start talking to the old lady?
Can you wash my bags? How long am I going to be here? And now I'm back. Thank you. And she turns to me. She has a beer and she has chips. She's like, oh, so what's going on? What's how long are you gonna be around? I tell her my flight got delayed too, but I have to get my food to go because of the gate and stuff. And we're watching the baseball game. She's a fan of baseball. Blah blah blah. Her flight's delayed. And then she's like, oh, man.
Fan of baseball.
She's a fan of baseball. The Dodgers Giants game was on. Mm-hmm. And then she's talking. She's like, oh my god, I've been sitting here for so long. You would not believe the people that walk by and through this restaurant, this establishment.
And you're one of them, lady.
Yeah. I didn't say that. I still had to wait for my food. That would have been very awkward to sit.
I thought you were going to say that. And then comes Mike August.
But that would have been pretty poetic. But she just she's very sweet, and she's just like, oh, I could write a sitcom based on all the people that walk around through here. It's just so funny, and it's just so interesting.
Let me guess, no wings?
Yeah, exactly. So
thank
I'm
you,
like,
Ian.
Nice call.
So I go, oh, it'd be an honor that you write a sitcom about all the people that roll through here. I've been waiting for my big break. You know, it's just a stupid small talk joke. And she goes, oh, no, you're too boring. This
no
little
way.
Sweet old lady just looks at, you're oh too boring. God. Just straight. And I just wait for her to laugh. No.
That's when you should have been. You know what, lady? There's a fucking gun in this bag.
Yeah.
And you are in trouble.
You're complicit.
Police!
Yeah.
So if there's a sitcom about Slapfish coming out, I will not be in it, I was told. So I'm pretty bummed about that. And then got the fish tacos. I ate them in the shuttle. There's only two people in that shuttle. It was me and then a guy in the very front. I sat in the very back corner, and I opened the fish tacos, and I ate them in there.
So Monday, you assaulted far fewer people than Ryan assaulted today.
Yeah, because I didn't want to eat them on the plane. I couldn't do it. If I brought those on the plane, I wouldn't have even cracked the box open.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Yeah. So there you go. So that because of the Chopino incident, I know. I think I've become aware.
Chopino?
Chopino.
Chopino
incident. I think I've become aware of what's been going
since
on.
Since the incident.
The incident of 2018. It's the Chopino incident of 2018.
What's a great description, Ian. The incident.
What's a worse name for a fish restaurant? Slapfish or Fish King? Those are both pretty rough.
The incident.
I'd go with Chopinos.
Chopinos.
We had the best Chopino in town. All right. Well, and then also I was thinking about eating out because I okay, this is what you do in this is what
we're
he
still
does.
Talking about the old lady.
We're talking about
yes, it is what we talk about.
There's two
want.
Of you. Shit,
we're back to Fish King and old lady.
So
speaking of slapfish,
no, I went out to dinner with my friend Nick, who drove the bus. Remember, I was going to bring this up the other day.
How'd that hair look?
Oh, it looked good. That's a whole different story. I just showed Gary a crazy picture of a haircut Nick got. But so I thought, I'm going to pay for dinner tonight. I do that thing where I'm like, I want to pay. I think it's a nice thing to do because he drove us all out to San Diego that one day. And I, you know, it's just like, okay, let's do it. I've been a waiter a long time. I know the tricks. I know the moves to get your card in there before they even notice. So rather than dropping off the check, they just drop off the already paid for check. And Gary's nodding. Like,
yeah.
You've done that, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's a strong move.
What's your move? Is it you give them the card beforehand? You go to the host. It's like, hey, I want to pay for this.
That's pretty aggressive. I usually will wait until it's established who our server is, like maybe like after we've ordered, and then find them and slip them a credit card.
Yeah. I should have done that.
Yeah. Why would you do?
I did the move where while we were ordering, I went last to order, and I held my credit card onto the menu just with my thumb.
Yeah, that's not a move.
I thought it would be a good move. And then he takes my order, and I hand him back the menu with the card just so pinched onto it so he can just grab the menu with the card very discreetly.
Did you wink at him like you just winked at Gary?
Yeah, you needed to wink at him.
Did I wink at you?
You just winked at me.
Okay,
did you wink at him?
Maybe I did wink at him then if I was reenacting it.
You should do Dawson's squirt thing. I'm
If this episode is not called Dawson Squirt Thing, you're doing it wrong.
All right. That's going to severely affect our downloads, Matt. Or improve them. And I gave him the menu, and then he just starts fumbling it. He's like, whoop, whoop, whoop. It just drops. Can't keep holding it. Just grabs it, holds it up, got it, puts it in his pocket. My friend just looking, because my friend is Nick. He always pays for dinner. And she's like, let me just get this one. And he sees it happen. And I just felt like a fool.
Yeah.
If I was a waiter, I would have been classy. Oh, somebody left their credit card. The last people left their credit card. Sorry, let me.
Oh yeah, make the move. Yeah. Read the room.
That
here.
Waiter gets a huge yeah. tip.
There's some tension here.
He doesn't want to break up your date.
Yeah.
Yeah. The girls were there too. There are four of us. I should have mentioned that.
Oh, that's even more embarrassing.
That's even better. That gets better. It just seems like it was just the two of you staring at each other, and a credit card falls on the ground. I'm gonna pay for this and make you feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, either way, I did feel uncomfortable, and I guess the move is a move. Yeah. Just excuse me, I gotta use the bathroom, and then just go find the waiter.
No, you only go to the bathroom when you're trying to escape the check. You go to the bathroom after dinner. Go wash your hands.
Dawson,
when you come back, hopefully the check's already picked up.
Dawson, you're gonna wash your hands in the kitchen.
Give them that opportunity. If you get back and it's there, then immediately throw your fucking card on it. Now, if you're trying to pay the tab at the end of the night, you got to do it like the drop game, the hand slap game. You got to be fucking on it, because nobody is. If that thing comes down and you fucking grab it, boom, throw your card on it.
Right.
No one's going to fight you on that.
Or don't even let it get to the table.
Yeah.
Just throw it out there.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah.
Well, I won't be doing
That's
that.
Tough, power though. Move.
Yeah. It was just awkward. I was like, God, man. Let me just do one smooth thing. Couldn't even do it.
You got to be like a little old lady telling a guy he's not going to be in her sitcom.
Yeah, just be frank about it, you know? Break his heart. Mm-hmm. Tell him he's boring. I'm like, you're boring, lady. You've just been sitting here for hours. You're not doing anything. You're the boring one. God.
Do you have any pages?
Yeah, let me
fucking
see.
Brilliant writer.
What kind of credit you got? probably won't even get picked up. Get out of here.
You're never going to write your sitcom, lady. You're living a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the thoughts I felt, but my fish tacos were out.
You don't know who you're talking to.
Question, were the fish tacos good?
They were fantastic. Okay. Everybody check out Slapfish for fish
Andrew
tacos.
Andrew Gruhl's place.
You're scared of a claw.
I came flying out of nowhere.
Yeah.
How about the restaurant where you paid for the meal? How was that?
Great. That was a Captain Jack's. And,
oh, fantastic.
You know Captain Jack's?
Yeah.
Dude, Captain Jack's.
So fun.
Yeah.
What
is that
makes
a
it
Billy
fun?
Joel song?
Captain Jack is a Billy Joel song, but not plural.
Huh. I mean, maybe this one is Captain Jack. I don't know.
It's Captain Jack's, right?
Yeah, it's in Sunset Beach. It's on PCH.
It's like
it's wonderful
restaurant.
Seafood.
Old school.
Old, dude.
Old school.
It looks like an old Vegas lounge, like when you walk in. But it's all like
tiny.
Yes, tiny. It's dark, but it's all like has all the ship paraphernalia on the walls and the, you know,
what
big
was the, ropes.
What was the clientele like? Yeah. Was it busy?
I'm sorry, what was what?
What was the clientele like? Was it busy?
Oh, yeah, it's always busy.
Because I went out to dinner last weekend, and it was cracking. I mean, every table in the whole restaurant
really?
Was full. Yeah, down in Orange County at a place called Summit House in Fullerton. It was capacity. It was crazy.
Nice.
We had a few friends from L.A., and they were marveling. They were like, what's going on down here? Like, what is this? And like, no, we don't give a shit.
We go.
Yeah, we're back.
Captain Jack's used to have this tiny little waiting room that was packed. Remember before the was it still like that?
Oh, yeah, it's still like that.
Oh, I love it. I once went there, and our name got called, and I did one of these. See ya, suckers! and then we went to the wrong table,
oh.
And they brought us back, and I'm like, hello, everybody. Yeah, that's the best.
Did you say encore?
I like good to see you again. Good to see you again.
I'm just kidding about that. Anyway, you guys want to do some comments?
Sure. You want to explain what that is?
Oh yeah. Well, I will after we play the intro.
Now it's time for listener comments.
All right. So, Ian, I don't know how far back I should go with this. So, first off. Anything that has the aw sound, we just throw the word claw in there. So it's listener comments, but it's comments because we used to drink a lot of White Claw on this show.
Oh, man.
And we were trying to go for a sponsorship. They didn't pick it up. But we just stuck with it anyway.
Four guys on a show didn't pick up a White Claw. There's nothing about that.
I don't get it either.
Yeah. God, Jesus, who will go and who will stay?
And anyone ever opens a drink,
there's a lot of claw drops from media, and then
good for you guys.
Opens a drink.
Yeah,
we work really hard on the show.
Yeah,
as you should.
But anyway,
bring
we like
the
to
A material.
We have an incredible Facebook group for the show, and they all write comments and fan mail and things like that, and we read them, and we just see what's going on in the Facebook group. And if, by the way, anybody listening, or you, Ian, want to join the Facebook group, it's very easy. You just go to facebook.com/groups/BoBoBoyArmyWorldwideLLC. You answer a few questions, and then we might let you in. As I said, it's my favorite place on the internet. All right, let's kick this one off. This one, Jacob Nelson says, getting to the podcast late, but when Chris said he loved crab, am I the only one who wondered, does he eat the shell? Jacob, I don't eat the shell of crabs. I find them inedible because they are quite
inedible.
Tough. Inedible. Sorry. They're hard. Although
soft shell crab, yeah.
Soft shell, you're supposed to eat the shell.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's soft shell.
Right. Does anybody not eat the shell of a soft shell?
I don't think so, because I bet if you've made your way up to soft shell crab, then you're an evolved eater. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's.
You're making some money. You're living large.
You know where you're not eating that, though, is at your office at lunch.
Right.
Not letting the fish smell go.
No.
Not. I like it.
Gary, you don't get lunch very often.
No.
But you do have a lot of opinion on what we eat.
Do I have opinion on what is eaten in this building that doesn't smell?
Very good way to denote that.
What? All food smells. That's neither here nor there. It smells.
Yeah, something smells like bacon and French fries. I don't think that's really going to bother anybody.
That's not a universe. That's not generally really hungry. Regarded as offensive.
All right.
I brought in these delicious.
Six people's order from a seafood market is generally going to smell pretty bad.
Gary, we got a chance to eat at Fish King. That's the highest hierarchy of fish.
Well, I guess what the audience should know about why I'm not letting this go is, as Chris points out, I don't eat lunch very often. But on the day we decided to go to fucking Fish King, it was me and my car that were nominated to go fucking pick it up.
That's hilarious.
God damn it. I forgot about that.
You guys need to be sponsored by Febreze.
Seriously.
I know. We've been doing this wrong.
Yeah. Febreze mints just doesn't quite flow, though. Yeah.
How are you going to work a claw into that?
We'll figure it out. But Febreze.
Sorry, guys.
Febreze, we know you're listening. Let's see here. Ryan Roberts says, I was the guy that was waiting out in the rain and playing classic rock instead of the podcast. So, Ian, we got a comment last week where this guy's like, hey, I'm in my car, two other coworkers, waiting for the rain to stop. So I figured I'd put on a podcast, and I thought about putting you guys on, but decided not to because these guys were kind of normal, and I don't want to freak them out.
He basically wrote to explain why he would not show people our show.
Yeah. I am ashamed of my love of you.
Pretty much.
That's awesome. What it was. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He said one coworker was 20 years older and one was 20 years younger, and he just didn't think they were going to get
it. They couldn't get into it now.
Yeah. Well, and then we asked, why are you in the car with two other dudes just waiting for the rain to stop? And he responded, we're painting a telescope dome. And that's why. So they're painting. That makes sense.
Wow.
I like that answer.
Now I'm wondering, are they professional painters or are they a gang of taggers?
And what I'm wondering is, what exactly did they paint on that telescope and is it offensive?
Dicks.
I hope it was boobies, yeah.
Just one boob.
Yeah, Ryan, give us an update. It actually kind of looks like one boob, I think.
Probably.
Just one big boob.
One big boob.
David Hundley, he says, just made my way up the show backlog to the practically starving semicircle.
Don't even try.
What?
To explain
what that is? No, it's easy. We did a bracket, like a March Madness style bracket, where we try to figure out the best food.
Mm.
Yeah. And we did.
We did.
What was it? Fish.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Tuna fish sandwich.
It could have been. Yeah, that's one of them.
Sandwiches are the best food?
What is better
than a sandwich?
Yeah, it's already been decided. There's no going back. No.
Pizza must have been close, right?
Oh, pizza was my front runner. I put all my money on pizza.
I believe the finals, it was sandwich versus bacon.
Well, that is a racket.
But pizza was in the final four.
Yeah, pizza definitely was. This was a multi
sandwich won by a technicality because you could have a bacon sandwich.
Right.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Yes, you could put it in so you could, sandwich. Okay, good.
Yeah,
well.
But that's going way back to like episode 69.
You guys smoked a lot of pot before doing that one. What's the best food?
You're not wrong.
We had to know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A lot of friendships
lost. Wait
till
we get to the dice.
And David said somebody made a joke about that we should do the best drink next. And I see what happened. Like some potential contenders could include coffee, cola, beer, claw. What else would you guys add? So let's think. What would be in this bracket for best drink? I'll start with you, Ian.
Is it alcohol or
like, anything?
Just anything?
Yeah, cloth alcohol. So beer was in there. Oh, okay. Beer's on there. Coffee.
Orange juice.
Orange. Dodge, you don't like orange juice? What's wrong with you? You don't like OJ? Best juice is going to be tough on its own.
I mean, again, I'm a man of simple pleasures. Cherry vanilla Coke.
That's not simple.
I had a cherry vanilla Coke and I puked after it.
Cherry vanilla Coke is not the obscure soda I associate with you. For you, I associate with Diet Dr. Pepper.
That's right. That was my post-college days.
Diet Dr. Pepper and Jack Daniels was Matt's drink for the whole time I lived.
Wow. That was bring me up and bring me round.
Yeah.
That's what that is. That's pre-fighting. Yeah. That's what. Give me a goddamn Dr. Pepper. And
give me some whiskey and prune juice.
I'm fight somebody tonight.
he got some rage after he drank that. Did you do the Diet Dr. Pepper because of the flavor, like the diet? Why didn't you just do regular Dr. Pepper?
No, Matt got the diet because you get drunk faster with diet
Is that
drinks.
True?
I wish that was why. I honestly don't even remember what the impetus of it was, because I used to like just Dr. Pepper as a kid, but somewhere along the lines in the college days, I don't even know what it
Saving
was.
Saving his calories for sandwiches.
Yeah, I think that's what it Thank you, Ian. Thank you. That's exactly right.
That had to have been what it was.
Otherwise known as the best food ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Dawson, what would you put in for best drink then?
I got to throw root beer up there, dude.
Oh, good call.
Root beer, maybe gross. Ginger ale.
Like a good made root beer.
Ginger ale is solid too, because it's like medicine. Mm-hmm. And a refreshing drink.
Are we including healing effects in this bracket? Like as far as
can I go
a
back?
Drink?
Can I get rid of mine?
No, you got
orange juice. Is strong,
gotta,
dude. That's
you got
strong.
Orange juice. There, Ian?
All right,
we got to do a 64 team bracket.
C, dude. Some
I'm helping people. I'm helping people.
We got space.
Yeah, orange juice is awesome after recess.
Some calcium it's great.
After recess. Just, if you're a child,
Gary, what would you put?
Water.
Oh,
strong.
Now I know why strong. You won't watch my bags at the airport. Water.
No, he doesn't like smells.
It's a universal solid.
He is very sensitive to the scents.
You can drink it and then wash your hands in the glass
afterwards.
You know that move at the diner that you do.
Wait, what do you do?
You've seen it in old movies. I forget who does it, but shit, it's in The Sting. Guy who plays the corrupt cop. Dips his fingers in his water, his glass, and then
Adam does that.
Does the hand bath at the counter?
Adam does that every meal I eat with him.
Yeah,
where
I'll go to the bathroom and wash my hands.
I keep my water as far away from Adam as possible.
Yeah.
So he just dips his fingers in the nearest water to clean his hands.
If I have no options, there's no sink or something, I'll take the glass of water over to the garbage can, dump some water on my hands.
Good move.
And do that. But yeah, you don't really stick your fingers in your glass at the table.
Can't do that with orange juice.
Yeah. He had some good tasting fingers.
You can drink a piece of ice, spit it out in your hands, and do the ice wash. That's legal.
I've done that, actually. I've washed my hands with a piece of ice.
I would say this has been 3 minutes of why I'm right.
Of why water is the answer?
I mean, everyone's been talking about water. No one heard OJ and went on a fucking aria of all the different versions of you can freeze it and use it to wash your hands.
You're totally right, Gary, because I did not take into account the finger test. What, like, if I'm going to be dipping my fingers into this drink, then coffee's out.
This is going to be
OJ's
a really
out.
Great payoff when water wins.
I mean, I think it's already been decided.
Yeah, no, this podcast, you got to check it out. They did what the best drink is. Yeah, they came
your
up with
water's
water.
Never been blamed for a murder.
Yeah, that's true. See? So I didn't think about the finger test.
It's a utility player.
Dude, I hate
the finger test. Sounds completely different.
I hate when my fingers smell. So,
sure.
Yeah, water
again, the finger test.
Yeah, you know what you should eat? Chipino.
I eat that with a spoon. I don't touch the Chipino.
You know where you should eat it? Giopino's.
Giopino's serving the finest Chipino since 1873. All right, let's see here. Gabrielle Hewlett-Peters, she says, I don't think theaters do midnight showings anymore. Remember we were talking about going to the late movies when they premiere. They typically release the movie at 7 p.m. the night before now. I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. At least out here, they do both. You can see a movie on Thursday at 8 p.m., and then there's usually a 10 p.m. and a midnight showing as well.
So for the older people who want to watch it first, they're just going even earlier. I always found it weird when they do that, or they were like, oh, this movie comes out Friday, but we have showings on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
And does that go into the box office?
Yeah.
Is that cheating?
That's why they do it.
They're
like, our opening weekend numbers, like, sir, your movie's been out for 7 days now. But that's the way they do it.
Mm. Now I don't know what to believe.
And there's still like midnight movie like events.
Yeah.
You know, and they may not do a midnight premiere for a movie, but if you want to go see Rocky Horror Picture Show or something, you could probably find a theater that'll play that at midnight.
You don't know what to believe anymore, Chris. But up until this day, you believed Hollywood.
Yeah, that was the one thing that I had left was Hollywood that I could really trust.
They'll never lie to me.
Wow.
you do ever you ever go to movie night? I mean midnight.
I was trying to think about
theaters. Like, what was the last one?
I was trying to think. I think it was it was a while ago when I was in Omaha. I think we went to one of the Sylvester Stallone, not Rocky movies.
Expendables.
Not the Expendables. The
Creed.
Other one. No, the one where he kills everybody.
Rambo.
Rambo. Rambo. Okay.
The new Rambo.
Yeah, one of the new Rambos.
Yeah,
that
where
was
he's
fun.
Rambo's grandfather. Grandpa.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
But everybody dressed up like Rambo.
Grandpa.
Grambo.
Bravo.
Thank
Bravo.
You.
Bravo.
I'm good for once a show.
Bravo about Grandpa.
Rambo. Yeah, that was the one where it's Rambo is John Wick. Right, he basically Rambo is home alone as John Wick, where he rigs up his whole house and then people come there. Yeah,
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 yeah.
Did you go?
You saw that at midnight.
Yeah,
yeah, it was at midnight.
Did you go because you were like really into the franchise, or
no,
there was just nothing
bored.
To do in Omaha?
Were you performing in Omaha and just had nothing to do?
If there's like, one thing I know about Ian Bagg, it's he's obsessed with the Rambo films.
No, I was like, you like my knife?
Well, as someone who has visited Omaha more than once, come about 9:30 or 10 p.m., there's not a thing to do.
Yes, there's nothing. And it was right across from the comedy club. So,
perfect.
Yeah, so we just walked across.
Well, might as well. So you just finish your set and then just let's go watch some
I'm
Rainbow.
Like, well, that was boring. Let's go. That was a disappointment.
I need to pick me up. Yeah. Let's see here. Donald Powell says, Matt, my almost 2-year-old begs for cheese whenever he's cooking. We have shredded cheese, sharp cheddar, Italian blend, block cheese, sliced.
Anytime there's a list, I'm going to need the Damashek voice.
Sliced American, Goldfish, Kraft mac and cheese, and really bad jokes that I make. How many of which dice do I need to figure out what this kid wants? Other than airfare, what is the fee to get you to Michigan and help us out?
Wow. Well, for a couple $1,000, I'll
sup, fuckers!
Just about anything. You know, I think there was a response to that comment on our Facebook group from Todd the Dice Guy, who explained in great detail how exactly to execute this.
There you go.
All right. I attempted to bring dice into a bracket, and the world has never forgiven me.
All right. Now, I'd like to propose a poll on the Facebook group based on something that Matt sort of said as a throwaway just there. Matt said, and I quote, "I'll do just about anything for a few $1,000. Now, there are literally hundreds of us. I feel like with just a small donation from each person, we could all chip in, get a few $1,000 together, and we should vote on what Matt will do, because he will do literally anything for a few $1,000.
Yeah. Actually, there's over 1,100 of us now.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Just a buck each.
Yeah, see, just a buck each, everybody. Do the right thing.
You could have paid him off to pick up the food today, and your car would still smell the same.
There you go.
You should make that donation to our Patreon page, patreon.com/watercooler.
Yes.
See, we kept the second URL clean. We realized our mistake on the Facebook group, and then we decided patreon.com/watercooler. Keep it simple.
That'll trick those sons of bitches.
Yeah, in fact, we do movie nights, and Ian Fitzgerald writes, "I'd tear up tonight if the boys commit to the rabbit test for the next movie night commentary."
Now, I went and looked this movie up expecting it to be something absolutely horrible, and it looks like it's just a cheesy comedy from the 80s.
That's right. Yeah. It came up on the Adam Carolla Show.
Oh, that's why I've heard of it. Yeah, it's where gets pregnant. Billy Crystal gets pregnant.
Yeah.
See.
Oh, my.
I did think that that was a horror movie.
Written and directed by Joan Rivers.
Yeah, Ian. So recently we started doing these movie nights where basically we'll throw on a movie here and we'll watch it and just record our commentary as we watch along. And the idea is someone can put it on at their house on Netflix and then listen along to our commentary as they're doing it. And we started doing a format where each month one of the different hosts picks the movie and then reveals it live on the air.
Lots
and
of this, fun stuff, you know, like
we did Talladega Nights.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't cut you off.
Beverly Hills Ninja, a lot of fun stuff like that. And then your co-host here had the pick this month, and he decided to pick a really fucked up horror movie called
Hush.
And he did it specifically because he knows Chris and I don't like horror. And then he just sat here just loving the fact that we were uncomfortable.
He loves horror movies.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does.
He refers to the people on the murder podcast as as characters. And I'm like...
That's so sick.
Matt.
Jesus, Matt. It's a coping mechanism.
I hope so.
It's disassociation.
That's right.
And he goes, in this scene.
Matt! Oh, my God.
It just slips out.
Is he, like, punching up the scenes? Like, I really wish the murderer.
Yeah, why do you twiddle your thumbs when you say it, too?
Yeah, yeah. We say some fucked up shit on that show. I don't know what else to tell you.
If anything should be canceled, it's probably that show.
Yeah.
But please subscribe. Sword and Scale Rewind.
That's right.
Keep us alive.
Yes.
Let's see here. Rob Castaneda.
Who are you guys going to do that movie? Or?
Oh, no.
That movie is not available on Netflix, and currently we're trying to keep it to everything. Things are on Netflix because we figure the most number of people have that streaming service. So we're trying to make it easy.
Well, he would tear up if you guys had said yes, but he's all dry in the eyes.
We're just going to have to tear up.
I'm going to tell him to put on a long jacket and go to the airport and get his eyes all wet again.
If he wants it, it's the best way to keep him moist. Do you watch a lot of horror? Because you host a true crime.
Did you consume true crime at all before Matt called you?
No.
So qualified for this.
I'm not qualified for it at all. And I'm just like making fun of it the whole time. Yeah, I'm like, that's all I do. I'm like, let's see how we can turn this fun. And it's tough. But I hate horror movies. And he's always like, I love horror movies.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
my favorite. All I do is
stay away from Hush.
I will not watch Hush.
The shit that we talk about that you've listened to on Sword and Scale is way, way scarier than anything.
It's changed my life. Oh, it's changed my life. Like, I'm dealing with.
Matt, you just said, oh, good. I don't think that's what he meant.
I'm dealing with a crazy neighbor right now, and we had just had a couple episodes, a guy that killed all his neighbors. So I'm like, all right, how are we going to deal with this? This is going to be different.
Exactly. Ian's taking notes while Matt's explaining the scene composition.
I got to stay alive.
Ian is going through what I went through about 6 years ago, or however long ago it was that I discovered Sword and Scale. And I would talk about it on this show when I was first listening to it, how it fucked me up in the beginning. And I had a very hard time coping with just your average weirdo. I didn't know what to think anymore.
So Matt's answer was, I'll make it my career.
That's right.
Is listening to all this, though, does it make your regular life a lot more scary? Like,
when your
wife is out getting her nails done or something, you're in the shower, and you hear crazy noise.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Just that doesn't bother. Okay,
because that's not how it happens. But it's just some guy standing near something. You're like, what the fuck? You're like, why has that guy been there for 7 minutes? This isn't right.
Like the ending to The Sopranos. What is that guy doing over there?
I don't know if I was supposed to swear. I apologize.
It's fucking fine.
Okay.
No. Yeah, you can swear all you want.
I know we're talking a lot about fish, and I thought we were talking about something different.
Yeah.
I thought... No, we were literally just talking about fish.
But if you do want to talk about that...
How do you guys feel about eating puss? You guys like it? How good are you at pounding it, and how good are you at chugging it?
Yeah.
Oh, while we're at it.
Just give me some of that sweet, sweet raw fish. You know what I mean?
See? Matt talks about fish a lot, actually.
Got a little too much dog.
And that was a weird day. Yeah.
You sound a little like you had maybe 3 drinks after it. Hey, I like a puss, huh?
That segment does tend to come at the end of the show, if we're being fair.
Yeah, that's true.
But still, just as inappropriate.
Yeah.
Come on, Matt. This is a family show.
Oh, sorry.
I meant to ask someone else. I thought I wrote it down, but maybe I didn't print it out. But somebody also wished us a happy Canadian Thanksgiving Day.
That's nice.
And also want to ask about Boxing Day. That's the day after Christmas.
Yes.
Right?
You guys beat each other up?
Yep.
Yeah, they go full Grambo on each other.
This holiday sucked.
It's actually when we rewrap the gifts that we don't want and we take them back.
That's what it is?
Yeah, it's Boxing
Day. That's Boxing Day? You re-gift your... Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's very, very polite.
Yeah. Well, what is this shit you bought me? And also, somehow in Canada, it's become our Black Friday. You know.
All the shopping deals?
Yeah.
The day after Christmas?
Yeah. My mom was always like, how about we don't have Christmas this year until the 27th?
Because it's still pretty busy at our malls and stuff the day after Christmas. That's because we're doing our own version of Boxing Day where we're just returning everything.
Just giving it back to the store.
Yeah, we're returning all the stuff back to the store. Do you guys do the Black Friday shopping? Is that something that...
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
Cyber Monday, baby.
Really?
I do as much of my Christmas shopping as I can Cyber Monday.
Tech talk.
Yeah, I think the problem now is the stores don't have the inventory, you know. Unless you are looking for a specific thing and you know, okay, this store is going to have this exact item, you're way better off just browsing online from the comfort of your own home.
You're wasting a lot of time camping out, and you don't even really know everything that's in there. If you'll even get to it first, mm-hmm. how many they have of it, and then, yeah.
Oh, camping out? I thought you were talking about just shopping that day in general.
Dude, have you ever camped out?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Fuck,
so dumb.
That.
Dare you ask that?
Have you?
I've done it once.
Best Buy?
Really?
Yeah.
Best Buy.
It was Best Buy.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Wow. For PlayStation?
Was it for? I think we're trying to get a TV or something.
Who's we?
I don't
PCH?
Me and my brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one on PCH?
No.
The one that's gone?
That one's gone. The Wow?
The
Wow Center?
Yeah.
Long Beach Local. Yeah. Over here. We're just going to do it all day.
You too.
You know what I used to do? I used to go to that Wow every Thursday. It was a Tower Records / like Best Buy kind of entertainment thing.
Wow.
And
that was
a Tower Records at one point?
I
didn't know that.
Yeah. And they had the big entertainment centers where they had like the theaters built in. You can like go in. It's like, this is what your living room could look like if you had a bunch of money.
The Magnolia Center.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah.
And yeah, we would go there every Thursday in between playing. We had a Thursday routine with me and all my friends. We'd play after school. We'd play baseball. Go to Fantastic Cafe because they had a bunch of free chips and salsa.
Sure, they loved you.
Some people ordered stuff, but yeah, we had a huge
not
table.
You
free chips and salsa, and maybe some relish packets, and then we would go to Wow, burn a couple hours at Wow, just hanging out, watching TVs, and putting on like the spelling bee, and we all just like watch it together and like on all the TVs.
You went on a specific day.
Every Thursday.
This is at the Best Buy, like in front of the wall of TVs.
We would
like,
all just loiter in the wall of TVs.
And they let you
theaters.
Choose the channel and stuff?
Yeah.
Because you pretended like you were going to buy
it. You chose the spelling bee.
God, teenagers are the worst.
Yeah.
I'm sure they knew them after the fourth week.
Exactly.
You guys want the spelling bee?
Yeah, see? You know what we want. You know who wanted to give it to us. And then, after we'd go to Taylor's house and we'd watch The O.C.,
sure.
Then you know the only rule is no girls allowed. So we'd have like 25 dudes.
I don't think
you had to
enforce that one too.
Nobody.
No, girls demand. We were in hot demand. Girls tried to get into this.
Hey,
girl, I'm not even kidding.
So you want to go watch a spelling bee down at the mall?
Sorry, can't. You can't come. You can't come. We'll pretend not to know you. And then after the OC, we would all go to the TJ Maxx parking lot, put our cars in a huge. Rectangle and play dodgeball in there, and our cars would be the boundaries.
I like the last part.
Yeah. And we'd play till the wee hours of the night, and then afterwards we'd all go loiter at 7-Eleven till about 3 a.m. There you go.
You know, we should do a food rating segment modeled after your dodgeball experiences, but rate cheese with it and throw dice. What do you guys say?
Mm. I think I don't see a flaw in that.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
Yeah. And anyway, didn't get a TV.
So you were camped out, but you didn't get a TV?
No, I think they were all taken. And I think all the TVs now are crappy that they give out. They're just like old model. Well,
and TVs are so cheap.
Yeah, when a 55-inch plasma is $111, what do you expect?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you send me that coupon? That's a pretty good idea. I'm going to get one. That's a great deal. So I'm over too. Maybe I'll just do Cyber Monday stuff. How early are you guys doing your Christmas shopping?
Cyber Monday.
Well, the other guys.
It kind of just depends on how much money's in my account. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I always do it way too late.
Yeah, it's usually pretty last minute for me too.
I think I'm gonna go early this year. I'm gonna go give that a shot.
Yeah,
December 26th,
Boxing Day. Great deals. All right. Well, those are our listener comments, everybody. Thank you so much for writing in. All right. So why don't we get into our next segment? I see a post-it note over there.
We do have outros, but we don't play them on the free show. We withhold them for the people that pay for the Patreon show.
I love that.
There should have been an outro to the comment section right there, but we're not giving them that.
No.
I'll play it for you after the show.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to hear free it. Stuff. It's very good. It's a very good outro.
It's worth $3.
Yeah.
But Matt, you want to do some Chez Fond du Lait?
Let's do it.
That's Matt's food segment.
Oh, no!
What type of foods might we hear of today? What might be the price? What might be the venue? So let's find out. It's time for Gary to say, hey, Matt.
What's on the menu?
All right, well...
Don't apologize. Whatever your reaction is fine.
That's what we want.
We're actually, this is part of the fun for us, to see an outsider experience this shit. This is normal to us.
All right. So back in March, one of my Chez Fondelet segments was about St. Patty's Day and the food that should be more popular. And I tried to argue very hard for guacamole being a part of the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. It's green.
It's because it's green.
That's part of the reason.
Shut up, Mr. Blue Food.
It's also very commonly seen at bars where people go on St. Patty's Day. It just seems like a natural fit. You know what I mean?
I would not order guacamole at an Irish pub.
Well, you're wrong not to do that. I think you should. But we are now in the middle of October, and as you guys know, in my house, we celebrate Fondleween all month long.
Yes, happy Fondleween, everybody.
Horrible name.
Yeah, it's really – it wasn't well thought out.
For us that have been molested, that's a horrible name. He's got candy. It's happening again.
He's in costume.
Now, we all know about the candy. We know about the bobbing for apples. But I was trying to think of foods that should be more popular.
When was the last time you bobbed for apples?
It's been a couple months.
Oh. Wow. Great answer.
I'm trying to think of food that should be more popular during Halloween. I've got a few here. I want to run them by you guys.
I love me some clam.
That's not on the list. No. First up, garlic bread.
Now, vampires.
That's exactly right. There is a lot of vampire talk in the culture these days.
Yes.
Really, it's actually to benefit your health. You know, this is really one for the adults.
Sure.
You go out to a party. You have a great night. You're having some drinks. Maybe a girl wants to come back over. You invite her in, which is, of course, exactly what the vampire wants you to do.
Exactly.
Right.
Next thing you know, you're dead and then eternal.
You didn't have garlic bread.
If you have the garlic bread, you can offer the garlic bread. And if she says no, you kick her out.
You can't come in.
Or him. Right. It'll be equal opportunity.
Yeah, you can have the French bread that looks like bones.
Yeah.
That's perfect. It even looks like it.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't even. Before
I came
I let this
back here to bone. You want me to eat garlic and you're going to fucking eat it too?
Come on,
she says no, you kick her out.
That's right.
I don't know. I don't see. I really don't see the logic in this.
I would argue.
But if you already have it in you,
here,
you
know
what? The garlic in you,
that's
you can't.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to fix this all for you guys. You don't have to offer her the garlic bread. You just make sure that you've eaten garlic bread. And then when it comes time for the finger test, it will eliminate her as it is.
All right. You go down and she blows up.
All right. I'm glad you guys.
You're the one who came up with the finger test, Chris. Don't look at me and shake your head disapprovingly.
Yeah. Why aren't people just putting, like, smearing garlic on their neck?
Yeah, they should.
That's what they should do to get away from the vampires.
Yeah, neck. That's what I'm suggesting.
Just put the garlic goop on your neck.
Mm. Garlic goop.
Yeah.
Let's make that.
Garlic bread, by the way, might be the best bread. Now, I know we've tried to figure out best bread, too. Yeah. Dawson said sourdough. I think someone said focaccia. Maybe there's some pretzel sour bread.
Pretzel's got to be up there.
I think I went with a French roll.
Oh, might you did go with French roll. Because the range of sourdough is just too vast. Mm-hmm. But garlic bread might be it.
Choice.
It might be it.
Yeah. But I don't know if is that really fall? It's not a naturally occurring bread. It has to be. You have to have an existing bread modified.
Anything can be garlic bread.
Because all other breads just occur naturally.
I get it from the bread tree.
Anything could be garlic bread. Sure. I know. You're adding something to an already.
But it is great.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Well, it should be a pre-trick-or-treating snack or a post-party snack every Fondleween.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Just to keep the vampires away.
Specifically for that reason.
Gotcha.
I'm glad you guys are all on board with it. Maybe not Dawson as much, but I feel like I got the three of you on board.
Mm. I love
this.
It.
This next one's going to be a little bit of a tough putt. String cheese.
I love it.
Glad to hear it. Now, first of all, it's individually wrapped. Therefore, it's naturally should be handed out the way that a candy bar would. Now, you're thinking string cheese. The kids don't want to have raisins. They don't want to have, you know, the dentist used to give out like toothpaste or whatever. String cheese is kind of fun. It's kind of interactive. Teach the kids a little bit about flavor pairings.
And string.
And anyway, I'm just thinking string cheese. No?
Doesn't it come in at Halloween? Doesn't it come in different colors too?
You probably could do that. And that would make it an even more exciting and interactive food.
Here's the issue. Oh, look, I was all for garlic bread. String cheese, too. It made sense to me. Like, you can, if you string in, get enough strings, you could make like a mummy out of it,
mm-hmm.
or have the, you know, the things dangling.
Yeah, it's
from
like arts and crafts.
Yeah, arts and crafts, and delicious, too. I love string cheese. It's one of my favorite cheeses. We got to get into that. Oh, we have already. So I worry about you being the first house mm-hmm. on my route.
Yeah.
Trick or treating.
Yeah. Get a little bit warm.
Gets a little bit warm. Yeah,
that is definitely slimy. The flaw. I thought about that.
How hard are you holding the bag of candy?
I go hard. All right,
you guys are also just we're products of our environment where it can be warm on Halloween night. Most True. Places in this country, it's not going to be a balmy 83.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But, and you know what? If you get a prized possession like a piece of string cheese, maybe it's worth dropping it back off at the house.
But here's the thing, know? Matt.
Dude,
dude, I'm gonna.
You're ruining my
I'm
route.
Sorry. I
got
to
tap out here.
I got something real fucking good here. I got to go drop it off. Put it in the safe.
Yeah, take me home. I've got a Sargento.
Traveling with this.
Exactly.
I've got a Sargento.
That's when you go to the nice neighborhood. About the Sargento.
We'll wait for you, bro. Yeah, get home first.
All right, I got one more here.
And the rich places give out a whole wheel.
They've got Tillamook over on the porch streets.
Oh no, what?
Dude, we gotta go over there.
And the next day, none of the kids shit.
Dawson's like,
Now that's another great thing to bring up because you got all the chocolate, all the candy. That's going to make you shit everywhere. The cheese, we're gonna be able to keep it a little bit more in control. You know what I mean?
No, all right, protein.
Here's my last one here. Now, recently on my food segment, I did an expose about ice.
Yeah.
And
hard-hitting journalism.
Hard-hitting journalism.
The importance of eating ice, specifically.
We all know that kids love ice. So what I'm proposing for my third Halloween should be popular food, the icy, right? We don't – everything about Halloween is about eating, but there is no Halloween-centric drink that one can enjoy. And much like the candy, which is pure sugar, the icy is also pure syrup. It turns your mouth different colors. Again, you want to be like a vampire at the end of the night. Don't eat the garlic bread, but you're going to have the red. And the icy also has one of the greatest inventions that, as far as I can tell, is never used anywhere else, which is the spoon straw.
Spoon straw.
Yeah.
Now, let's imagine for just a moment you received some Fun Dip or a Pixie Stick. You can mainline that stuff with your spoon straw when you're done with the icy.
Yeah. Look.
You put a lot of thought into this.
No, he's
both sides
right.
Of my post-it, in fact,
there are some really great combined utensils like the spork, the snife, which didn't last, and then the spoon straw.
The snife.
The spoon straw. It was just
not a spoon and a knife.
That's what he said. Don't do it though. Yeah, its soups were rough. And
cutting through gazpachos in 1971.
That's right.
I do enjoy the spoon straw. I do enjoy the icy. I can't remember the last time I had an icy because I only see them at movie theaters. That's kind of the only thing.
7-Elevens.
Those are Slurpees, my friend.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I meant, though. I meant like the 7-Eleven style.
I thought you were talking about that tube that's individually wrapped like the cheese.
That's an Otter Pop.
The Otter Pop.
What's it called?
The Otter Pop? Oh. When you freeze those things, you mean?
Like the Push Pop or whatever.
No, not a Push Pop. It's like you can see through it. It's like it looks like cheese, like the same wrapper as a cheese, but it's a little bigger.
I think that's an Otter Pop.
Are you sure?
That's what we call them here.
Okay.
Or freeze pop. I guess. Well,
I'm gonna go crazy.
I'm talking more
once
like
you're done. I'm gonna go even crazier. I'm gonna take you to.
Well,
Matt won't be worried.
What I'm talking about is the 7-Eleven, the Slurpee, or the icy. Because again, on Halloween night, what better place to people watch than at a 7-Eleven?
Oh, trust me. I did every Thursday for years, Matt.
That's right.
I'm fully
now,
aware.
I know I'm living. Thursday. I understand I'm living in a fantasy world, but maybe one Halloween, I'll enjoy a piece of garlic bread. I'll get a little bit of string cheese. And when I get home, my parents will have an extra large icy waiting for me. Mm. But until that day, that's what's on the menu.
Yeah.
Again, there'd be an outro there. But
that's really good stuff.
But we can't afford it.
We withhold them.
Oh, we withhold them.
Yeah, the addition to the with the icy into the mix actually helps your argument for the string cheese, because if I get the icy and the string cheese, I can combine them. Sure. To keep the string cheese cold.
The icy also supports my assertion that water would be best drink, because you can't have an icy without the water first.
It's true as well.
Yes. Thank you for attending my TED
So, Matt,
talk.
Why don't you try handing some of these out this Halloween?
Yes, and video it.
Yeah,
well, yeah, Matt, started. Give out garlic bread and take video of it, please.
I actually would do that, but I'm going to be out of town this Halloween. I'm going to be in Tahoe.
Why Welcome can't you do that? Welcome to Halloween. Want to come in for some bread?
Matt, I happen
we
to
have
know
string cheese.
Yeah, we have string cheese. My hands are full.
You don't mind if I videotape this,
out of my pocket.
Matt, I happen
it's
to
for
know
a podcast.
I happen to know your plans on Halloween are to walk around a casino. Just do unsolicited trick or treating. Just
I
walk
should.
Up to people and give
yeah.
them stuff.
Yeah. Give old people cheese because they need it for their calcium.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do they have to come to your house?
That's
you should
true.
Be going around giving people what they need.
There should be a trick or treat food truck. You know, one that just goes around.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. It's Matt. Yeah.
I'm going to change your icy to Go-Gurt.
Sure.
Ooh.
That
there
works.
You go.
Mm-hmm.
That works too.
Yeah. And
it's kind of a candy.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of healthy.
I think kids would be pretty stoked on Go-Gurt.
Cause my son loves Go-Gurt.
Yeah. They're fun flavors yeah. and colors. Sure.
I think younger kids would, but older kids yeah, older kids would smear it all over your windows.
Oh, yeah. Don't get anything that they can true. Trash
don't,
your house.
Don't get me wrong. The two-year-olds who love the Go-Gurt will smear it all over your windows too.
Yeah. Did you guys do Go-Gurt? I think I passed the Go-Gurt. Like
I don't
it,
think Go-Gurt was around when we were kids.
Wasn't
was it?
Around.
It wasn't, but I had a little sister, so I got that Go-Gurt anytime. It was great.
Well, I don't like that.
That's not what I meant.
No.
Sick bastard.
No, please stop. Please, will you stop?
Yeah. Matt gets very animated on this show. We he like does. To cat. We like to capture it. It's beautiful. Well, that was a great Shea Fondle, and I always love your Halloween editions. You seem to put a little bit more effort into them, and I'm glad that you brought up garlic bread. Seriously, one of my favorite foods in the world.
Yep.
Surprised it didn't make even the bracket for
it could
best.
Be so
food.
Good though. The garlic, the inside of the garlic bread with the butter on it could be the marrow of the bone.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh,
it could be
it's
creepy.
Perfect.
It would be so creepy.
Now I just want to go to Wood Ranch.
Get some Go-Gurt.
Get some of those garlic rolls they have.
Get yeah. some fish.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whatever they throw on the microwave. All right, well, that will do it for today's water cooler. You guys want to go around, get some plugs in?
Sure.
Let's do it.
All right, so rather Ian, like professional podcasts where we have our plugs and we read them out to tell our guests where they're going to be. We're just going to have you do it.
Oh, nice.
So we'll let you go last because you can plug anything you want, whether it be for you or just something you want the audience to check out. It could be whatever you want.
Okay.
And I'll start with – let me start with Gary. Gary, what would you like to plug for today?
I would like to implore all of our listeners to know that the reason that at your office there is a sign that says do not microwave or throw away fish in the office trash can is because it is illegal to tell people they are not allowed to eat a specific food. So that is the closest that civilized human beings can come to saying don't fucking eat fish in this office because everyone will hate you. So please don't eat fish at
Hold
the
on.
Office.
It's you can say no – like it's illegal to say you can't eat that here?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know for sure.
He has
but
a law firm. It's Gary Ghost and Gary Ghost, so yeah. He knows all about legal matters.
Nice. Yeah, I don't think you can restrict the liberties because what if somebody says, you know, that's a religious food for me and I have to eat it? Like, I don't think you're allowed to restrict.
What if you're working in a vegetarian restaurant and on your break you're just having Kentucky
Brisket.
Fried chicken?
Yeah, yeah I guess I could. I mean, I didn't know that.
Just don't fucking eat
what
fish.
What if I'm having a religious experience while eating it?
Have it at your fucking house of worship.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Eat it in church.
Or yeah. the sea.
Gary.
Or in the sea.
I'm just saying it's on brand. The guy who's like complaining about what we can and can't eat is also the guy who's not going to watch my bags at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
That's a federal offense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're a little too by the book, man. Loosen up.
Loosen up. That's how we lost the towers.
Oh.
All right. He's talking about 5G towers.
Yeah, I hope so.
Matt, thank what do you God. Got?
Thank you, Ian.
A couple of them were burnt around this neighborhood. As soon as we loosened up on that.
Yeah.
Hey, those aren't trees.
Coming to me for being uptight four times.
I do look like trees.
I do.
Matt, what do you got?
Well, I do another podcast with a very talented comedian named Ian Bagg. It's called Sword and Scale.
Yeah.
Oh. We are doing episodes every week. We're about to tape one right now, and you guys should check it out.
Sword what number is that Rewind. One?
160.
That'll probably be the first one brought to you by Topo Chico.
Definitely. I warned Ian. I might be a little drunk when we do it.
Oh, like, oh yeah.
Look, I'm going to tell a lot of people to fuck off.
How good are you at pounding it, and how good are you at chugging it?
That's how the episode's going to start.
Yeah. Yeah. We're about to talk about fucking.
How do you guys feel about eating puss? You guys like it?
Hey, you never record after the show. It makes sense now. Doss, what about you?
Tic Tacs, man. When's the last time you ate a Tic Tac?
It's been a minute.
I actually good. Recently had one. I like them.
Wait, where did you get that
Tic Tacs?
That's an individually wrapped Tic Tac. Where'd
Probably
you get that?
Probably from Adam's
when he was going over his airplane
box from first boy class.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You're plugging Tic Tacs?
Tic Tacs.
Remember orange Tic Tacs? I used to eat those like candy.
Yeah, orange Tic Tacs were fucking awesome,
they're
dude.
They're very, very tasty.
Also the green ones. Give me some the green, of those. There's the green ones, too. Yeah. The little green ones.
Little mint ones.
Like, yeah. Like vanilla mint or whatever. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah, see, we all... yeah, we're pro Tic Tac here. I was thinking that orange Tic Tacs and orange juice for Ian.
Oh, this. Yeah.
We're just, yeah.
Bringing it full circle.
We know flavor. And orange Tic Tacs pass the finger test. As for me, I will plug... I like the new Sopranos movie. You should check that out. It's on HBO Max, The Many Saints of Newark.
Now, can I ask a question, Chris? Did you just think about plugging the show that you have tomorrow night and then realize that you're going to miss Patreon for it? Decide not to?
Oh, I do have a show. No, I didn't. I really didn't think of anything. Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'm playing at Huntington Beach at 25 degrees, 7 p.m.
Now, I saw online that it says the Chris Loxamana duo. What is that?
Well...
I've never heard of that before. I'm not even trying to bust your balls.
Well, me and Mikey, I play acoustic guitar and he plays like a little mini drum kit, but there's no bass, so it felt weird calling it Loxy the band, because even and we play different songs, so mm-hmm. we'll just call it that, so you're not getting false advertising or anything.
Nice.
We're giving you what we're telling you. We're giving you so
25 degrees.
25 degrees, Huntington Beach tonight. As you hear this, Thursday night, 7 p.m. And we'll be playing right under the Dodgers game.
Sweet. So.
Nice. I always hate playing to baseball games because after my sweet guitar solo, the crowd just goes nuts, and I always think it's for me, but it's not. Mm-hmm. Because someone just hit a home run.
You're like, I'm fantastic.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Andre Ethier, you asshole.
Yeah, don't do... He's Andre Ethier.
It's a pull. That was a throwback. Will Smith just hit a three-run homer.
You thank you. Yeah, because you do comedy. Like I'm sure it must suck to do do shows with, like, you've probably done shows.
Yeah, I love it when some sort of sports event's going on.
Yeah.
Last year, so during the pandemic, or the pizza place, I was doing the pizza place.
Di Piazza's.
Di Piazza's. I blanked on that completely. But we did the night the Dodgers won. So we did right afterwards. So 10 o'clock, people are hugging. One guy's like, they had the squirting machine for the wash. Yeah, I don't know why I'm
hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer. Had some guy's carrying it around above his head. So they're partying, and then we do the show outside, and it was horrible. Some lady from the mayor's office punched one of the comics.
Oh my god!
It was awesome. It was good.
He's like, can we just go watch Grambo?
I'm like, we still need this. We need stage time. It's a pandemic. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know if we're going to do it again.
No, we'll still do it. We'll still take this.
But I will be. I will be at this weekend. I'll be at the Irvine Improv all weekend if I can remember.
Nice, dude.
And then next weekend I'll be in the Spokane at Spokane Comedy Club. So,
dude, all right, come check out Ian.
Is there a place in Spokane called Spokane Word?
That is awesome.
That
should be right.
I might start a club up there.
Yeah. Ian, see, that's the thing. I, as you've heard from all the Fondleween stuff, too, we're just a bunch of great ideas. This is really us just doing like a Shark Tank episode.
Yeah, this is a think box or whatever they call it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we call it.
Yeah,
it's a think box. We think box in here.
All right, well, that'll do it for Water Cooler. Thank you to everybody for listening.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for joining us. For being here.
That was awesome.
It was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
And thanks, everybody, for commenting in the Facebook group. We'll see you later this week for the Patreon show. We love you. Goodbye.
How do you guys feel about eating puss? You guys like it?